Hello, welcome to Newsbox.
Hello.
It's Monday the 12th of November.
Are we trying to get jobs as children's TV presenters?
Yes, boys and girls, what do you think about that?
Yes.
It's a fucking brilliant idea. Here is the news.
Angelina Jolie.
Who?
I think she's on her way. I think she's past her peak.
Really?
Yeah.
On the vague subject of this, I noticed the headline of Heat magazine was Jen, I hate Brad, shocker.
Right.
They go, they seem to think it's somehow shocking that, you know, he married her, dumped her, left her for another woman, had lots of children with the other woman, who's a bit more successful than her. They seem to think it was kind of shocking.
Do you think so? I think Jennifer Aniston was the more successful.
I don't know. I mean, I suppose she isn't film-wise. Television-wise, yes. We see a lot of her on The Fringe, I think. But I think she wants to be a film star, and her films have been fairly bad. I have to say, I love Jennifer Aniston. I think she's brilliant. She's got excellent comic timing. But anyway, my point was that it would be shocking if she didn't hate him. Not that she does.
Yeah.
That was my point.
At the same time, though, I reckon she probably still loves him.
She, well, never hates.
There's a fine line.
Two sides of the same coin. Like on Neighbours.
What?
Well, on Neighbours, if a character comes in and someone hates them, it means they're definitely going to get married.
So like Daphne and Des.
Yep. That was tempestuous at the time.
Paul Robinson and the twins.
Yep. Kylie and Jason, Amy Dexter.
Yep.
She was furious.
Todd and
Phoebe.
Enough of that.
So
Sydney and Blair.
Yeah, that policeman fella. He's from Blood.
Seems he's pocketed a slice $6 mil on expenses.
$6 mil on expenses?
Yeah, all of them Caffinero.
You should get one of them loyalty cards. That'd save him at least $1 million a year.
Yeah. So he's been investigated.
He's on the way out. He's peaked. They should replace him with Angelina Jolie or something.
Well, they had a vote of whether he should stay on or not, and they had a vote, and the vote was no confidence. But he said, "Well, fuck you.
I'm in charge.
I'm staying.
Yeah.
On the bash cards I made. All right.
Matt, it's Matt, please, boss. Bird flu's back. Very low key at the moment, but this is breaking news.
Yeah.
It's on the Norfolk-Suffolk border, near Diss, and there's a 3 kilometre exclusion zone in place.
May I have another grape?
We're eating healthy grapes today. It's part of a campaign that we're doing for fruit and veg.
I just want to use it to get the cake out of my tea.
So that's it, bird food's back, but that's breaking news.
Back with a plum.
Yes.
Yeah, plumage.
It's probably bird bath news again.
Scientists and astrologers were looking out to space. Oh my god, there's an asteroid flying directly towards Earth. At that rate, it's going to blow up the entire planet. We better phone up.
George Bush
and say you're going to have to send out the military blow it up before it hits us.
Yeah, get somebody, some oil men up in a rocket.
Somebody might have to die for it, but it'd be worth it. Get Will Smith,
like Bruce Willis.
Somebody in that mood. So all this started to be action, and then they went, I've got a minute.
Why didn't they tell us about it?
Well, it's not all you can do. They say, hang on a minute, it's fine, it's a little probe that we've sent up by ourselves.
It wasn't going to kill us at all.
No.
Oh dear.
But we are due a comet. It was the last one, was 65 million years ago.
Is that what killed the dinosaurs?
I don't know.
Alright. There's been a big fire on the Olympic site. We're not sure if it's suspicious or not yet.
Oh no, apparently it is.
It is suspicious?
Yeah.
Oh. It's in Hackney Wick. We can't see it from here, but we're not facing in the right direction for Hackney.
No.
Your clothes will probably stink a bit when you get back.
Yeah. So that's not good, but at least it's something that was being knocked down anyway. It was Remembrance Weekend. Did you do your silence?
No.
Who are you talking to?
Susan, probably.
You sure? What's the time difference in Iceland?
There's no time difference. So at 11 o'clock, I would have been waiting around the airport. Actually, I might have been sat. I might have been a bit where I was sat reading my book.
Right. Oh, well, that's a relief.
That's what I wanted.
I'm certainly quiet. I mean, I was clanking about and stuff.
Sometimes we actually go on MSN Messenger for 2 minutes silence, don't we? Passes the time. Jonathan Aitken, you know, that naughty fellow who went to prison for being naughty, he's going to go back to prison, but this time not as a prisoner, but as a prison inspector for the Tories. He's going to decide what's going on. I've just remembered I really enjoyed Top Gear last night, as I actually often do when I watch it. Last night they did a thing, so it's a picture of Richard Hammond on the Facebook, the late Richard Hammond.
Yeah.
They did this thing where they had to travel across London by different modes of transport to see which was quickest. So they went from Kew Bridge in Richmond to City Airport. The late Richard Hammond cycled.
Yeah.
James May went in a car, which they all wanted to win because it's called Top Gear. The Stig, who is the racing driver, who doesn't speak, he used public transport. And Clarkson, speedboat. Do you want to guess what order they came in? How quick they went?
Okay.
One interesting thing, the speedboat had to go an extra 8 miles because of the twists and turns of the East Enders Map River.
Okay. Well, I would say the winner would be speedboat, followed by public transport, followed by bicycle, followed by car.
Close. Number one, bicycle.
Right.
Number two, speedboat.
Yeah.
Three, public transport. Four, car. So they basically prove that cars are rubbish on the car programme by
doing
that.
Rubbish in London, aren't they?
They're not much use, no.
The Spice Girls. I suppose they never were very fashionable, were they? They were always quite trashy. But they're all dressed up here for their new album. They're all wearing black, they're a bit more grown up now. And a bunch of
black's their new look. Because when they did that press conference, when they got back together, they were all instructed to wear black, but Jerry turned up in this great big Nancy White number to try and upstage them all.
Well, she's tried to upstage them all. I mean, they've all certainly slimmed down a lot.
Well, they're posh. She's got quite a bulky skirt on there to make it look like she's a bit more curvy
than she is. Jerry, and she's wearing a bra.
Mood.
It just looks stupid. And
Jerry does actually look stupid.
Scary looks stupid as well.
She's got tights on, but just a bra.
Yeah, 10 denier snaggy tights.
I think who looks best on this?
A skirt you would wear for work.
Emma Bunton looks best, I think. I like what Sporty's wearing, but she's got a really gormless expression on her face.
Well, no, she's not, but she's a scout.
So that's what they're wearing, anyway. It's interesting that they
see that dress that Jerry's wearing. Well,
it's kind of a dress. It's like a giant long rara skirt.
If she pulled it up, so it went over her tits, and it was like a long tube dress. That would be cool.
She's an idiot. Posh West might be trying to look more curvy because a new survey has come out saying that women with curvy women with curvy figures are likely to be cleverer than skinny bitches.
Skinny bitches.
No, it's just waif-like counterparts, but they mean skinny bitches. Basically, more voluptuous women. And it doesn't mean fat. Let's get that clear. It means curvy. So people with a high ratio of waist-to-hip measurements and lovely juicy tits are basically just clever. Thin people are thick, because all they do is think about how thin they are. For example, Paris Hilton,
I think
think of a J.K. Rowling. Right. Is she curvy?
No.
You never really see her body, do you?
Well, hardly see her face, so she's had most of it wiped off with plastic surgery. Heather Mills is furious because Jonathan
Heather Mills is furious? Fucking hell.
Jonathan Ross called her peg leg the other night, and so now she's going to try and
Clarkson was very rude about her on top of it.
Was he? What's
he saying? Said, if I'd married a beak, I'd shut the fuck up, or something like that. I can't remember. He said, shut the fuck up. He didn't say her name. Pretty much straight into that. She'll be furious about that now. There's trouble ahead. For bears.
Oh, no. See how I'm trying to listen to what you're saying?
I can see you trying. Basically, no, this is interesting. Oi! Put your phone down, concentrate on what I'm saying. Look at me, look right. at me. There's only 8 different sorts of bear in the world. And that doesn't include the koala bear, which we've established isn't technically a bear.
Is it not?
No.
When did we establish that?
I don't know, I think we had a discussion about it once. Right. I don't think we actually established anything, but I think we talked about it when we went, no, I don't know. Anyway, they are the giant panda, the sun bear, the Asiatic black bear, a sloth bear, an Andean bear, a polar bear, a brown bear, an American black bear. So there's 2 sorts of black bear, because they live in different places. Anyway, 6 of these 8 species are endangered.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously endangered. The brown bear's alright. He's alright. But all the rest are not. Oh, and the black bear and the brown bear. Basically, anyone who lives in America, they're fine. They like bears.
It's racist, isn't it?
Polar bear. The white bear. It's vulnerable. But what happens to the poor old panda? What race is he?
Chinese, isn't it?
Anyway. That's the sort of bears there are. I'm surprised there's that only that many bears. I thought there's probably more sorts. Not like a name any of them, but...
Teddy bear.
Teddy bear. Honey bear.
Pooh bear.
Mm-hmm. Paddington bear.
Yeah. What I like about it though is that, like, out of the bears that there are, they're all, you know, you could tell easily that they're different kinds of bear.
Yeah.
Lots of things, just like, oh, just call them one thing.
Yeah, some monkeys.
Some monkeys. It's like with humans. You only say there's a human.
Hmm.
But there's a lot of different kinds. We're all human.
A lot of different kinds of
ladies. And men.
Babies.
And people. I suppose it's the same thing, isn't it? Different kinds of bear, but they're all a bear with different kinds of human, but they're all a human. So what about the humanity?
Oh, you were dragging into it again, weren't you?
Oh, my God.
Anyway, it'd be nice to bears. You can use their conclusion.
Nice to bears. Nicola Roberts of Girls Aloud.
No, she's very wise, isn't she? She's always saying wise things about politics.
Well, she said some wise things about politics and fashion, though. She's well known for, apparently... Oh... Her big thing is to have pockets on the back of your jeans.
That's her thing. Everyone knows that, because if you don't have pockets on the back of your jeans, it looks a bit weird.
It looks like
maternity trousers,
yeah,
or something.
I mean, it's well known, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes your bum look bigger. It breaks it up if you have a pocket.
She's not clever saying that. If she took over the world, her first change would go to sack Gordon Brown. He needs a good old shake-up, and she'd like to give it to him.
Well, he's only been in power for a month or two, hasn't he?
We need someone else to take the lead of the country and sort it out, because it's a bit of a mess.
I vote Nicola Roberts.
We need more laws. People are running around and shooting people and getting away with it, and that needs to stop.
Yeah, she said this sort of thing before. It's always entertaining.
And... That's what she'd like to do, really. She'd sack Gordon Brown. That's the one thing she'd do if she took over the world.
Okay. So I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here starts tonight. We haven't yet discussed the stellar list of celebrities in it. I can't remember if we tried to guess in the beginning or not, but no, okay. it is. Keris Matthews. She's the left field, probably going to be my favourite contestant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would. In fact, it's probably worth going to Bucky, isn't it?
Might well be, unless she gets fed up a bit. I can't imagine she's she's no truck.
She's Welsh though, there's a lot of bugs in Wales.
There you go then. Gemma Atkinson from Hollyoaks. She used to play.
She's the titty one.
Yeah, she's the one who's cut herself.
Right.
Jason from Five.
Is he the one with the frightening eyes?
No, that's Richie. I don't know which one he is. I think he's the one. Jason. Oh no, Jason was the quite handsome one, wasn't he?
I don't know. I don't know who he was.
Abs, Sean, Richie. Another one. Gianni from EastEnders. Anna Ryder Gripson, who really is desperate to get on telly again.
She will.
I met her one.
Did you? What was she like?
She looked quite wizened in real life, and this was a long time ago.
I think she,
We're eating grapes while I'm talking now. We need to up the ratio of talking to grapes. Lynn Franks, who is a PR person who Fab was based on her. And there was once a really good documentary out where Adrian Childs, before he was famous and started presenting programmes every day on Lucy Lawn, he went around her house and broke. She had a series of plates that made up a crucifix scene, and he broke one of them, and it was worth loads of money. It was quite funny.
I don't know who any of these people are.
Okay. Adrian Charles isn't in I'm a Celebrity. Janice Dickinson, who's a model. A chef. John Burton Mace, never heard of him. He's not a Ready Steady Cook. Someone called Rodney Marsh does some football punditry. And that's it. Now, Malcolm McLaren was in it, but he's dropped out. Zena seems to think he's going to be replaced by, excellently, by Christopher Biggins.
Yeah.
It's Alan Joy. But how long does it go on for? Because Christopher Biggins is going to lose out on quite a panto role if he stays out there for long.
Because it's nearly panto season. It's only a couple of weeks, isn't it, it goes on for?
Probably, yeah. You'll probably feel that.
It'd be good. I mean, he'll lose some weight, won't he? Which I'm sure he can.
Amy Winehouse.
She's not going in, is she?
She's not going in. No, we're on a different story now. Amy Winehouse. So we think Keris to win.
Yeah.
We're supporting Keris. I can't believe she's doing it. Amy Winehouse kept falling asleep during an interview. Basically, they're saying she's off her tits, and her husband got arrested at the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
For conspiracy to divert the course of justice. He's trying to pay off a witness in a assault case.
Oh dear.
So he's been in prison. In fact, he's been crying like a baby all weekend. Oh, he is a baby, I think, 25. Oh. Kylie Minogue has been getting Raymond Blanc to teach her how to cook. She's got to the age of 39 without being able to cook an omelette, apparently. No wonder she's so thin.
Well, she didn't need to, did she?
That's true. Holly Willoughby from the telly. Apparently the new face of Pretty Polly underwear. And all her friends are surprised because she used to be fat-chested when she was a baby.
That's weird. I was as well.
Me too.
Oh, I wonder if they'd be interested in us doing.
I'd love to be an underwear model.
Yeah, me
That's
too.
My dream job.
Yeah. Should we just...
Best apply. We'll take some photos and send them in.
Yeah. Well, I'll use my camera thing.
Excellent. Prince Harry and Chelsea Davies have all been kicking off there, and he's in that department. She's apparently left her university. She did a few months at Leeds and then realised that Leeds was shit and left. She's gone back to Johannesburg, apparently. Oh no, that's not true. Maybe she has, I don't know. Anyway, he apparently, do you remember when she came to the country to come to university?
Mm-hmm.
He was late picking her up and she was getting harassed by the paparazzi. That wasn't good. To compound things, he also decided on her 22nd birthday, she's like, oh, we're coming up to Leeds for a party. He decided to go to the World Cup concert. And basically, she's just got fed up. But these romances often don't work out. Once one party's moved to
university.
Although, technically,
she moved processing. Season 3 of House is out on DVD, $24.96 from Blockbuster, but see if you get it cheaper anywhere. You want to pay around 20 quid for that. Worth every penny. Now, Pakistan, do you understand what's going on out over there?
No.
No. Well, Benazir Bhutto came back. President Musharraf, or whatever his name is.
He's
pretty annoyed. He's done a blanket ban on any media, apparently. Sorry, my computer makes funny noise. He's had a blanket ban on media out there. Now, you know, we were saying that love and hate are two sides of the same coin.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to hate each other now, but was it always so? That's what I'm asking.
Good news here.
Excellent, I like good news.
There's some new creature comforts animals.
Cool.
A dog with only two legs and wheels at the back.
And it smells.
Terrible. He's got a cute face. And there's a tortoise, but he's only got one leg and he uses crutches.
Why are they bringing out all these spackle animals?
And there's a stick insect called Slim. And he's good. He's very good.
And can we watch these creature comforts?
You can get a sneak preview at www.creaturediscomforts.org.
So more animal news. As a postmistress in a not speed, nothing. Cars zooming through. So what she decided to do is train a load of geese to wander into the road, kind of almost like a suicide mission, to slow down the cars. So at the rush hour, they wander off into the road and the cars slow down. And that's it, really. I'm not really sure if I approve of this or not, but I think they didn't matter the time before they all died.
I think it's a stupid idea. Really. If that's what's needed, they should get some speed bumps or something, but sending a load of ducks to their death. Not very fair. There's a new disease out, and it's called itch and scratch. And you feel, well, it's a disease of the mind, it's psychological. You feel as if there's tiny little creatures crawling just beneath your skin, crawling around all over your body. If you imagine just like a little ant or a little tiny thing, but lots of them, just slowly crawling down underneath your skin.
Could you sort of almost,
almost imagine that you could see it, but all over your entire body.
And does it make you itch?
Swarming
then,
around, and it makes you itch and scratch.
Is it like in the X-Files when there's nothing under the skin?
Well, there's nothing actually under the skin, but you kind of believe that there is.
So is it a psychological problem or a physical one?
Psychological, but it's catching. Why is that funny? Okay. Next story.
I'm going to spoil it if I explain it. Spoil the comedy. Facebook, if you're on Facebook, don't be an idiot. Don't leave your birthdays and your email addresses and all your contact details on there. People tend to be you. Also, if you are on MySpace or Facebook or Friends Reunited, don't, if you're in the army, which I imagine you probably are if you're listening to this, it reminds our boys out at in the war zones of home listening to this. They love it.
Well, they like news part.
Yeah, they love it. Don't right lads, don't put your military connections on MySpace because basically Al Qaeda is gonna try and be friends with you there and blow you up.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it's saying here. There's the Royal Marines group's got 1,023 members, and most of them from Al Qaeda.
Have you joined that particular group?
No, but I'm quite interested.
Send them some saucy shots.
Might well do, just underwear modelling for them. Apparently, 39% of 25 to 34-year-olds using Facebook have admitted to looking for an ex on the site.
I think probably closer to 100%.
Yeah, that's just interesting, isn't it?
It is, especially if they've gone bald.
Pant picture of a panda here.
Oh no!
It's just like been him. Shot and it's falling off a cliff.
So that very, isn't funny,
it's
is it?
Very sad. Little Chinese bear.
I'm kind of out of news now. I think we've done it all. I'm all out of news.
What I want to know is, right, you know, this is a massive flood in Mexico that's killed about a quarter of a million people like last week. It's not been really mentioned since it happened.
I remember certainly there were some big floods, weren't there? I can't remember where they were. They always happen. But they weren't in Tunbridge Wells. They were not interested. Or in Gloucester.
It's almost like, I don't know, it's quite weird that it seemed to have, they mentioned it, and then it seemed to be like as bad as the whole New Orleans thing, and then it just suddenly just disappeared.
Really? It's that bad?
Yeah.
Wow.
If anyone knows anything about that,
let us know.
Let us know. I think somebody should be covering it. It might as well be us if nobody else, right?
But if Jeremy Paxman is just going to stick his nose in the air, I think it's not happening.
You know, we can put our own little spin on it. That's the news.
Okay then, well, thank you for listening. We've pretty much done now, aren't we?
Yeah.
No, we're going to eat some grapes.
Yeah.
Do some underwear modelling. We'll be back tomorrow.
Oh, hang on a minute. We've not interviewed Marion Kostrup. Hello.
Bye.
Here's my new book.